I really pray in the name of Jesus Christ first that I'm able to get through this, so I better go to the highlighted areas. Because there's so many amazing jewels in this. Mm-hmm. Right.
We want to pray for my friend Diamond Nichols. She's been in the hospital for a couple of days. She's got pneumonia. She's been sick for about 6 days total. Mm. Ended up in the hospital with pneumonia, and her white blood count is still really high, so they're still keeping her. We want to continue to pray for Chris Carnahan and his wife, Denise. He's inpatient, receiving the strong chemo regimen that they've got him on. Mm-hmm. And then one of my childhood best friends was diagnosed with cancer, stage 3. Mm-hmm. So we want to pray for her and the decisions forward. Tammy Dameron Howe was at the hospital yesterday with COVID. Tammy Yell has a doctor appointment, and she's believing for answers. I think she's been having some ongoing things. Mm-hmm. We want to pray for the firefighters and the people affected by the wildfires. Last I saw, the big fire that's around Canadian area had burned 500,000 acres. Mm-hmm. And there's been structures and livestock lost in that, too. As far as I know, no lives yet.
Hallelujah.
The family, we want to pray for the family of LaVita Marshall, and we want to also pray for the family of Jerry Thompson.
Okay. Okay, Diamond Nichols. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that the Spirit of God is inside of us right now praying. I thank you that it is making intercession completely at all times for us. I pray for Diamond Nichols, Lord Jesus, with this pneumonia and his high count, Father God. Pneumonia, not the same as healing. So we claim healing and we bring it into the picture, Lord Jesus, to outcrowd pneumonia, that everything will be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. The high count will come to a regular account, God, that her body would align up with your word that says she is healed in Jesus' name by your power, Father. Pray for Chris Carnahan and Denise going through this strong chemo, Lord Jesus. It might seem like things are so tough against him right now, Lord Jesus, but we know that our success, we know that our victory isn't a result of what we see, but it's hope. And if hope is seen, then it's not hope. So, Father, I thank you that we can persevere in hope. I thank you that your goodness is ours. I thank you that by far, out away from what we can see, we have our victory. So I claim that for their family in Jesus' name. For Michelle, with this cancer, Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, that no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the doctors say, her sentence, her report is health and life in Jesus' name. It's health and life and victory and abundant joy and everything you paid for her to have, Lord Jesus. By your stripe, we are healed. So we claim that for her life in Jesus' name. We pray for Tammy, Lord Jesus, with COVID. We pray that this COVID would leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sickness would leave the body in the name of Jesus Christ, and it would be in exchange with health. More health than she's ever had, Lord Jesus. We pray for Tammy Yell. She has this doctor's appointment. She's believing for answers. Father, we're believing for a good report. We're believing for good answers. We're believing for victory and everything that she needs to hear. Father, I also pray that you would bring peace into her. That when she goes to you, you would give her answers. Not just the doctor. But when she goes to pray to you, God, you will start to speak answers to her. You have life and life more abundantly. You have health and healing. You have joy. You have peace no matter what. So I thank you for your answers, Father. We pray for all these firefighters to be strengthened in the spirit to help fight these wildfires, that no one shall die in the name of Jesus Christ, that everyone shall live and proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus. We pray for all these people that are affected by these fires, Father, and their cattle and their structures, Lord Jesus, that whatever they lost, they would put their hope in you and you would bless them a double times, God. That this fire, even though it seems terrible now, would turn out to be a blessing. What the enemy meant for bad and harm, you turn into a blessing, Father. So I thank you for it. And I thank you for all the things that you are providing in the middle of it. The family of LaVita Marshall, Lord Jesus, I just pray for the whole family, God, that they would be united in one, that they would stay together in one spirit, Father, believing that you are going to start to feed into them whatever they need, God, whether that's hope, whether that's healing, whether that's peace, whether that's reconciliation, whether it's breaking of bondages, God, that they would lean into you and their warfare would be abiding. Their warfare would be resting and knowing you have something good. And we pray for the family of Jerry Thompson, Lord Jesus. I pray the same thing for their life, Lord God, that they would begin to put their mind on you and that you would begin to show them how good you are in dreams, in manifestations, in wealth, in health, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And I pray for anyone that I didn't mention, anybody who is listening, anybody who hears this, Father, that they would know just how good you are and you would show yourself to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs and wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And we do have the text line back. So you can text us your prayer request and praise reports to 580-485-0837. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school starts at 10, Sunday worship 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
Located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Nick Nathaniel the Net Medina. His title for today is You Are Not in the Flesh, You Are in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I love y'all. I'm going to roll in, okay?
Let's go, bro.
Okay, so we just read that it's not even able to do so. So when you feel you're not capable, of course, you're telling the truth to yourself. You're not capable at all. I feel like so many people are putting pressure on themselves, I just said this, to put to death the flesh. So many people put their pressure on themselves to do the right thing, and I'm telling you, that's the wrong way to go about it. The Spirit is in you to do these things. So we're going to keep rolling. This is Romans 8:9. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. It says, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want to do this because I felt this on my heart. If you say, well, there it is, I don't know if the Spirit of God dwells in me, I'm going to read you Ephesians 1. And I'm going to go to the middle of it. You don't got to go to it. I'll read it. You can go back later. This is Ephesians 1:13. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. So do you believe? boom, you're in this category. You have the Spirit of God. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. You don't believe? There it is. If Christ is in you, now we're going to get excited. We're about to hit him hard. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Now, ooh, hallelujah. Your body might feel dead. Your flesh might feel dead. But your spirit is alive because of righteousness. It would have been great if it said, the Spirit is alive because of peace. No, it's saying your spirit is alive because you're righteous. His righteousness is in you, and that is able to bloom because he is the good inside of you. Because you are correct and just with God, your spirit is alive and can live. Because it's not trying to obtain righteousness. Your spirit is alive because of righteousness. So when you start finding yourself searching for righteousness, stop right there and come back to this verse. That the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. The Holy Spirit God gives to you when you believe is righteous. And that becomes alive. Now watch this. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your bodies, your mortal bodies, through his Spirit who dwells in you. When I first read this, I said, of course, because he's going to bring my body back and glorify it, right? But the Holy Spirit said, no, even now, once your spirit is alive because of righteousness, and it is what you're having your mind set on, it will begin to overflow and feed into your body. The body that's trying to sin will begin to reap the benefits of the Spirit of righteousness. It will start to bring life to you. Healing. Woo! I'm healed. Temptation broken. Ooh, I'm not feeling that temptation anymore. Ooh, I'm not feeling angry anymore. Ooh, I'm not self-centered anymore. It not because of what you've done, but because the Spirit is overflowing onto your body. Your soul, spirit, and body. And your spirit, if that's in control, your soul is saved. Your body's healed. So then it starts to bring about the change you want. Stop putting the expectation on yourself, right? We're going to keep going. Okay, the body is there because of righteousness. Okay, dwells in you. So then, brethren, we are under obligation, not to the flesh, according to the flesh. You are not under obligation to do what your flesh says, okay? And the Spirit is going to fight your battle for you. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. You must die. But if by the Spirit, I want you to capitalize. But if by the Spirit, if I was going to till the yard by a shovel, that means the shovel was going to be the tool tilling the yard, right? The Spirit is putting to death the deeds of the body. You will live. Stop trying to put to death the deeds of your flesh. Stop saying, oh, I have this temptation. I got to beat it up. Let the Spirit of God put to death the deeds. How is that? Keeping your mindset on the Spirit. Letting the Spirit feed you. Letting the Spirit live through you, right? It says, but if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. I want to clarify this to you because I thought this when I read that. Well, I love that the Lord lets me hear both sides. I'm like, well, am I being led by the Spirit? Because look at my life. He didn't say those who are perfectly living by the Spirit, you're being led. If you believe in Christ, I guarantee you, you're going to find one time a day that the Holy Spirit goes, hey, you shouldn't do that. Hey, let's do this. Hey, pray for them. Hey, turn that way. Hey, look this. You're being led by the Spirit. These are the sons of God. If you feel that leading by the Spirit, you're a son of God. If you don't feel it, believe. Keep listening. He's going to tell you something. Let's keep going. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. Look at the transference here, and I'm going to highlight the word receive. One of my favorite things. You have received a spirit. Stop trying to work for it. I mean, come on. Stop beating yourself up for it. You've received it. So you received a spirit of adoption as sons, right? Not a spirit of fear. You don't have to go on living in fear. You can know that the Spirit in you has made you the son, right? The Spirit himself. Come on. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. What is the Spirit doing? It's convicting you of your childhood. It's convicting you of your being a child. The Spirit's going to tell you, you're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. It's going to convict you, your spirit, and they're going to line up together. The more we live in the Spirit, the more the Spirit's going to remind you of who you are in Christ. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we're children of God. So if it tells you anything otherwise, no, that's not the Spirit of God. And if children, now here's where the blessings start flowing in. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that we have this mindset that we are led by the Spirit, and that even just by believing, and that the flesh isn't us anymore, and that the Spirit will do away with the flesh, now we're going to roll into the blessings of this. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, heirs also. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I thought right there, what do you mean suffering? You know what suffers me so bad? What's so suffering for me? Is when I let the Spirit tell my flesh no. When I want to, and the Spirit says, wait. And I'm like, that body begins to suffer. Because I'm like, this person's yep. And the flesh wants to say, boy, if you don't shut your mouth. But the Spirit's telling me, hey. That's the suffering here. You're suffering because you're putting to death the body. Let me correct this. The Spirit is putting to death the flesh. So if we can suffer with him, we may also be glorified with him. So the Spirit tells you you're a son and a daughter of the Most High God, that you can call him Father. The Spirit says also, it'll bear witness with your spirit to remind you of that. And if you're a child of God, that the Spirit tells you it is, you're an heir also with God and Christ. And when you suffer by letting the Holy Spirit lead you, it will begin to get better. Right? Now watch what he says. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Letting that Spirit lead you is nothing compared to the glory. He didn't say reward. He said the glory. Okay? Now, let's do this. For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons. I'm going to read through this because I want to get to a little highlighted spot. But for the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. The creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery. So basically what it's saying is we in our flesh were set to corruption and futility in this world. So also was this the world, right? But as we groan, the world's groaning as well to be set free from that. So all creation itself is ready to be set free from that. The Spirit's in us already setting us free. And I'll show you how it says that. So for we know that the whole creation groans. Oh, no, it says, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. That's a whole nother topic. But the world itself is groaning to be set free into our glory that the Lord is bringing to us. Okay, now we're going to keep going. And I'm going to skip past this because I want to highlight certain areas. Okay, but then it says, likewise, we ourselves having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoptions as sons, the redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. He's basically trying to wrap your mind on that everything is suffering, not just you. But the glory that is to come is way beyond what you can even imagine in the flesh. Now we're going to go to something amazing. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, right? For we do not know how to pray as we should. Now here's the benefits of the Spirit of God in us. And once you start to identify these in your life, you can know the Spirit's running. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts, that's the Lord, because it says in 1 Chronicles, he's the one who searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So the next time y'all go to thinking about what the Holy Spirit's doing, on top of giving you everything, he's interceding for you constantly, even when you don't know. God himself and the Holy Spirit are interceding with you constantly. The Spirit knows what you're going through. God knows the mind of the Spirit and your heart. So without you even speaking about what you're going through or thinking or praying, the Holy Spirit's already interceding for you. So he's doing work when you don't even know. Yeah. Come on. And we know that God, I'm on fire right now. And God, we know that God causes all things to work together for those, for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now we're about to see a lot of scriptures you remember because these are the benefits of the Holy Spirit in your life right here. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You say right there, well, how do I know if I love God? How can I truly love God? The Bible tells us he loves us, or we love him because he loved us first. The law tells you, you better love God with all your heart. The Spirit tells you, I love you. And because I love you so much, you'll begin to love me. So he says he works all things out for the good, right? For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined. He predestined you to become conformed to the image of his son, holy, pure, blameless, in authority, at the right hand, in victory. Tell me something about Jesus that ain't good. Tell me something about Jesus that's lacking. Tell me something about Jesus that he's sick. None of it. You can't do it. And we're being conformed to his image. Hallelujah. So that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, who is you? He also called. He's calling on your heart. And these whom he called, he justified. That to me is like, hallelujah. You justified me. It's another reminder that the Spirit is the one justifying. And these whom he justified, he glorified. Now here is just, now that we're seeing the benefits of the Holy Spirit in our life, he's the one living, not us. Anything that goes against us is not from God himself, but let the Spirit do all the work. Watch this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Who can be against us? I love that. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all. Us right here in this room. He purposely got his own son and delivered him for us. That's a personal letter to you of love. Hallelujah. How will he not also with him freely give us all things? How can you even have a mindset that said, if he gave his own son, how will he not give to you freely all things? That's the Spirit testifying in you. You know he's the one justifying. He's the one putting to death the deeds. He's the one loving people through you. He's the one transforming you. He's the one who justified you. He's the one who intercedes for you when you don't even think about what you got going on. He's the one who has literally delivered his own son over for you. And now he's the one who freely will give you all things. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Who can bring a charge against us? And this is a rhetorical question. God is the one who justifies. Mm-hmm. Who is the one who condemns? So guys, we know that Christ has given us the Spirit and has justified us by the Spirit, not by our flesh. And if he justified us, who in the world can condemn us? And we let our own flesh condemn us. We let something we do condemn us. And he's saying God himself, the justifier, the judge, he justified you. Who can condemn you? So next time you go and you feel guilty about something or you made a mistake or you just don't feel right, go back to this verse. Who can condemn you? And watch, it don't even give the answer. It gives an answer of not who did, but who justified. Watch. It says, who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. That's the answer to your question. Who can condemn you if Christ was already condemned? And not only condemned, but overcame that condemnation and was set at the right hand of the Father and lives forevermore. You cannot be condemned if Christ paid all your punishment. Stop overpaying the devil. Come on. And then it goes and tells us, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Oh, my goodness. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can bring a charge against who is his elect? Who can condemn us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation? No. Will distress? No. Persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So when you go and you start to believe that somehow you have lost connection with God, that's your flesh speaking. Let the Spirit put that to death. Who can separate us? For your sake, we are being put to death all day long. All day, my flesh is being put to death by the Spirit. And that exact thing that's saying I could be separated, that exact thing that says I could be condemned, that exact thing that says people can come against me, that exact thing that says I have to do all the work, it's being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Conforming into the image of Christ. He was already slaughtered. Now let's move on. But in all these things, woo-hoo, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. We overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh my goodness gracious. In this chapter alone, it's reminding you of how to live in the Spirit. Remember earlier I talked about the flesh? Me, me, me. Oh, woe is me. And I messed up. There's no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. The Spirit puts to death the deeds of your flesh. The Spirit is what brought you through. Your flesh is dead because of sin, but your spirit is alive because of righteousness. You're not doing anything, and he's pleading for you. You're not doing anything, he's justified you. When a condemnation comes your way or an accusation comes your way, who can bring that about us? God justified me. Christ paid the punishment, and not only paid the punishment, came out of that and is victorious and now seated at the right hand of the Father. The Spirit reminds you every single day, nothing can separate you from the love of God. How many times are we going to get caught in a fleshly mindset? Anytime that flesh arises, have your mindset on the Spirit. Remember, a mindset on the flesh is death. Why is that? Because the flesh, all it can do is die. All it can do is die. But the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And a mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Why is it peace? Because all the weight's off of you now. We read this, and all of it was the Spirit doing its work. None of it was us. Are you being led by the Spirit? Does he try to tell you in your daily life to do things? Do you know right from wrong? He is starting to tell you. You're being led. You believe God. You receive the Spirit. That's in Ephesians 1:13. Just by believing, it's our down payment. So now you have the Spirit. Are you dealing with temptation and trials in your flesh? That's fine, because that's why this whole thing is written for you. That's already checked off. Now life is yours. He's for us. Who can be against us? Nothing can separate us from his love. Nothing at all created can. I want y'all to remind yourself when the flesh comes up, focus on the Spirit, abide in God, and let that Spirit put to death your flesh. The Spirit puts to death the deeds of the flesh. Hallelujah. And I thank God that I learned this, I learned revelation. Because when my mind became inward focused, I gave up on everything. I gave up on myself. I gave up on the victory of others. I gave up on things I've hoped for. I started to not believe God was for me. His favor wasn't for me. And I'm telling you, it was a dangerous pit hole that I had to take days and days of reminding my spirit, and letting the Spirit put to death the deeds of the flesh by putting my mind on him so that I can remember how close I am to God, how close he is to me, that nothing can separate me, that the Holy Spirit is doing all the work. Don't work it out. Spirit it out. Believe it out. Look how much God is doing for you in the Spirit. You do not walk in the flesh. You walk in the Spirit. When the flesh picks his head up, the Spirit says, you're dead. And we're alive to Christ. Set your mind on these things. Go back and read Romans 8. I guarantee there's going to be a nugget in there that God is just going to explode to you. How many of these scriptures did y'all know?
This is one of my favorite books.
I mean, there's at least 10 bangers in this.
Yeah.
If God is for us, who can be against us? God causes all things to work out for the good to those who love him. All these things in back to back to back to back. Because he wants to remind you, Christ died and paid the punishment. Don't let your flesh trick you. Don't be deceived that there's things to be paid. Mm-hmm. Don't be deceived that there's something to be done. All the work has been done already. Christ was condemned on that cross, took on our sins. You now take his righteousness up, and your spirit is alive because of it. And once you let that spirit live, it begins to roll over to your mortal body. Then temptations start to die down. Then when trials come, it's so much easier because he's doing the work. That's why, and then you start to manifest healing in your life. Then people are like, man, you got a glow about you. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says the spirit himself begins to bear witness with yours. So then your spirit becomes aligned with him. Your body becomes aligned with him. Everything starts to line up. And what's the result of that? Knowing how much God is for you. Knowing how much you're his son. Knowing that the peace is there because you don't have to, oh, I got to work this out. God, help me to work it out. No, it's a, God, you're doing all the work. I trust you. Faith is the exact opposite of your flesh's response. Flesh wants to put his hands on and fix. Faith says, don't touch it. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it all. Trust in me. Lean in me. Live by the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm just excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, I went through what you're talking about just not too long ago. Yeah. And as you're bringing the word this morning, and in that last part, the Lord just sweetly reminded me. He said, do you love me? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The proper response to love is love.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And for me, it took a while to get there because I was a very angry woman. Mm-hmm. I was a very angry person. Honestly, I don't think I knew how to respond with love. Mm-hmm. But love taught me and is teaching me how to love properly.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love
and
that.
He loved me first.
Yeah.
That's what's so awesome.
That's the thing of the Spirit. He loves us, and then we can reciprocate
and
that love.
And the proper response to love is to decide. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. I love you, Lord. I want to love you. Teach me how to love you. Owner's manual. Mm-hmm. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to love or respond in love, he can teach you. Mm-hmm. He can. And he is faithful. Now we did have one more prayer request. I'm leaking.
Hallelujah.
We did have one more prayer request come in from Angela Jenkins. She says, good morning. Please keep my son Ricky in your prayers.
Okay.
So if we can.
Yeah.
So if we can pray for her mom, Viola, and her son, Ricky.
Son Ricky.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for Angela Jenkins, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Viola. We thank you for Ricky. I thank you, Lord God, that the spirit in them will begin to overflow and bring peace and health to their mortal bodies, Lord Jesus. I thank you that your word tells us that the Spirit does it all. So, Father, I pray for healing in their life in Jesus' name. Manifestation in their life in Jesus' name. And at all areas, every corner, every nook and cranny will be filled with your abundant goodness, Father. That their hearts would know all your good things are for them. Who will not freely give all things to us? Father, let that verse flow around in their mind. If he gave his son, how will he not freely give all things to us? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. It's so good to see you, little brother.
Y'all never, come on.
Well, we can look on the schedule. Hang on.
I do want to, y'all love me. I want to say something really quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
It's on my heart. And I'm going to shorten this up, praise the Lord. A lot of people will be dealing with, I want to love God, like you said. I want that. And then there's a lie of trying to work to obtain that. God's view never changes of you. His door has never been shut. The opportunities for you will never cease. Don't try to work this out on your own and then come to him. just accept that he's with you now, and he'll work you out of what you're going through and remind you that you're a child of God, and then prosper your life completely. Don't wait until you think you have the right credentials. Don't wait until you think you've put to death the deeds of your flesh or you're good enough. Let him do it, because he'll never change. You can do the worst things, but he already knew what was going to happen. He know what you're going to do from the beginning of your life to the end, and he kept that door open. So don't wait. Come to him. Let the Spirit begin to do its work in your life.
As you're saying that, I seen a picture. I seen a picture of Jesus standing next to the Father on his throne.
Hallelujah.
And this is what he said. When the Father looks to you, he looks through me. Mm-hmm. So when he sees you, he sees me. It ain't about you. Mm-mm. It ain't about what you've done, what you're going to do, what you want to do. It's about him who's standing next to the Father. And when the Father turns to look at you, he sees you through Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't believe right now, even if you're not even saved right now, that's how he sees you. He's willing to give it all to you right now. Yeah. I love that. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so good, y'all. He's so good. You have been tuned into that hour of power this morning, y'all, and you know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, our handsome brother in Christ, Nicholas, Nathaniel, the Net, Medina. Y'all have a blessed day. We will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.